As you heard in that last story, finding a place to live in the Bay Area can be hard even for people whose lives are stable when they start looking. If you can't stay where you are, that search becomes a lot more urgent and more necessary. That's what happened to Latricia Dillon, who goes by Dillon. Dillon's 23 years old and describes herself as a struggling everything. She was a student at the Academy of Art University, but right now she can't afford it, so she's on leave working part-time and looking for more work. Her story, which you're about to hear, is the first in a series we're calling Money Diaries, in which young people from Oakland talk about their relationship with money. Here's Dillon.
I was living with my boyfriend when I met him. You know, he was this really great guy. He was sweet and chivalrous, and so I took a chance and I got attached to him. I never want to do that again. Things changed and our relationship took a turn for the worst, and he broke up with me. He doesn't feel the same way anymore, so I had to move. Okay, so it's 6:20 a.m. and I'm on Craigslist looking for a place to live. Our roommates or whatever, just somewhere that isn't this living room in my ex-boyfriend's apartment. Sublet in Fruitvale apartment. Looking for a new rate for my two-bedroom sunny apartment. I keep seeing all these rooms for rent for an anarchist, which isn't necessarily bad, but it's not something I necessarily want to do. So right now, I'm just trying to figure out what would be a good place for me to fit in. One spacious room for rent and three-bedroom apartment. $400, all utilities are included. Very convenient and safe. They require a deposit of $400. I don't have the money right now, and it's a little frustrating. I just don't want to be stuck somewhere. This is like my fourth time moving in 2 years. I want to be able to make it. So it's 12:30 and I just came back from Walgreens. It wasn't a job interview, it was an assessment test. Let's just say I got dismissed. I don't know why. I just know that I am angry. I am so angry. I am tired of my existence. I am so busy trying to find work and find a place to stay, and I am completely failing. I'm so busy trying to figure out what is it that I did so wrong in a previous life for my life to suck this much. I try to be a good person. I do my best to help everyone. And it's kind of just like the universe is spitting in my face. It's the kitchen, and this is the laundry room. This terrifying place is the basement. Hallway. This is mom's room. She's not my actual mom, I just call her mom. This is my room. And this is the backyard. And Orion is somewhere in the back, just being a dog. I'm living with Shirley. I call her mom because she's been more of a mom to me than my own biological mother. I met her through my friend Courtney. She's Courtney's mom. I was talking to Courtney and I was telling her everything that was going on, and she was just like, call mom. And so it took a really long time, but I finally just gave in and called, started crying on the phone. And she's like, you don't sound okay. I'm coming to get you right now. So I've been here since. So I have a place to stay, but now it's more of me dealing with the emotional part of having a breakup, a serious breakup. And it's my first serious breakup.